So we're going to get set up now to sit in meditation. So what I'd like for you to do is get your blanket or towel, and you'll fold it into a square, and then one more time so that it looks like a long rectangle. And we're going to place this at the back of your mat, or one side of the mat, depending on how you're sitting. And then you'll come to take a seat on the blanket. So what we're looking for is to just invite in a little bit of lift in the hips, so that the hips are slightly above the knees. And if you find that this position feels uncomfortable to hold with like one foot in front of the other in an easy seat, you're welcome to take a hero's pose on blocks, or you're welcome to lay down for this practice too, if that feels like it'll be the most nourishing way for you to receive this. And before we get started, you know, the theme of this practice is gratitude. And I believe that gratitude is what turns the ordinary and mundane moments into extraordinary. And it's what takes moments of fear and turns it into opportunities to practice courage. And so it's this practice that can shift the way in which we perceive each and every moment, which during this year, I believe, is more important than ever. You know, the big question is, can we find gratitude even amidst all of the crazy that is happening and that continues to happen? How do we anchor into being thankful in those moments? And I think the answer is that you start simple. Acknowledge all the little things. And then acknowledge all the big things. And all of those things will compound, because that's what gratitude does. And it's one of those practices that when you start looking for things to be grateful for, more things to be grateful for will happen. So that's my spiel. We're going to get started in this practice. And we'll start with a little bit of breath work. And then we'll sit for about 10, 15 minutes together. So go ahead and set up your seat. And in order to do that, I'm going to have you take your hands today and actually reach around and feel for the fleshy part of your butt cheeks. And then spread the butt cheeks apart so that it feels like your seat is widening. And then it'll feel like your sitting bones are now really anchored on top of your blanket or towel. And again, I have my feet just one in front of the other in an easy position, but if this doesn't feel good on your ankles or knees, change the position. Now, belly button is going to gently draw towards the spine and then up and underneath the ribs. It's going to feel as though your abdominals just got a little longer. It will also feel slightly more effortful to keep the length in your spine. And once again, take the ears up towards the shoulders and then down the back body as though your shoulder blades could melt. And let's just turn the palms up today, actually, in a gesture of receival. And then lengthen the back of your neck. Slightly draw the bridge of your nose back. And then you'll gently close your eyes. And for a moment, just land. Let your physical body settle into stillness. And right away, there might be an urgency to fidget or to scratch an itch or to move a hair off of your face. And I encourage you to stay in your stillness. To consider that those sensations will pass away. And so we bring the body to stillness first so that we pave the path for the mind to also still. And that doesn't mean that your thoughts won't wander as we sit together today. In fact, I'm willing to bet that your thought at some point, your mind will wander, and that's okay. It's a part of the practice. And so when that happens, simply anchor back in, and I will create as much support as I can along the way for you to do that. So take all of your awareness and collect it on your breath. And without changing a thing about your inhale or your exhale just yet, simply create some intimacy with the tone and the texture of your breath. Notice the density of it. The speed and space of it. Maybe even the sound of it. And now start to slow the breath down. Allow it to take up a bit more room inside of your physical body. And then smooth out the edges of your breath too. So that as you add in some depth and intention to your inhale and your exhale, you invite in lots of fluidity and ease and grace into the transitions between. And we'll slow the breath down to a four count. So inhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale again 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale into the bowl of your belly. And then inhale into the sides of your ribs. Inhale all the way up to your heart and your throat. Exhale from the belly, the lungs, the chest. Again, inhale that first third of your diaphragm. And then inhale all the way into the lungs. And then inhale, feel your chest and collarbones rise. Exhale from the bottom all the way to the top. And again, breath into the bowl of the belly. Breath into the sides of the lungs. Breath in all the way up to the heart. Exhale, belly, lungs, chest. Once again, inhale one third of the way. Inhale two thirds of the way. Three thirds of the way. Exhale from the bottom all the way to the top. Again, inhale one third. Inhale two-thirds. Inhale three-thirds. Exhale, bottom to the top. And we'll take about three more rounds on your own. Utilizing the full space of the diaphragm. Keeping the breath smooth, even as you sort of divvy it up into three parts. After your third round, allow your breath to return to a really natural, organic rhythm. One that requires no attention or effort. And keep your awareness resting on your breath. And I think our breath is a great place to start our practice of gratitude. On average, we take about 20,000 breaths a day, be it conscious or unconscious. And in so many ways, 2020 has reminded us of the preciousness of our ability to breathe. To be able to receive air in our lungs and then the ability to let it go. We take 20,000 breaths a day. How many of those are you grateful for? Now bring your awareness to the muscles of your face. And bring in some softness. Relax your temples, your eyebrows, the space between your eyelids. Unclench your jaw and let your tongue fall into the lower palate of your mouth. And if it feels good to do so, invite in a soft smile. And then relax the skin behind your neck. Allow your traps to soften. Shoulder blades to melt. Chest to stay open. And then invite in a sense of warmth and light to the center of your heart. Soften your palms. And then if you can soften them some more, soften them some more. And in that softening, maybe you start to feel a little bit of tingling in the hands. And let that sensation of tingling simply be a reminder of your aliveness in the now. And soften your belly. So there's no holding or tension at the abdomen. Instead, you let the belly be really soft, spacious even. And then let the skin at your hip creases melt. Let the melting of your hip creases allow your sits bones to get a little heavier. As though you could ground and root a little deeper. Bring your awareness to your feet. Noticing maybe where they make contact with your mat or your blanket. And then soften the soles of your feet. And in that softening, maybe you notice again a little tingling. And then if right now your mind has wandered or drifted, it's okay. Bring it back. By anchoring into the felt sense of your experience. So again, that might look like a subtle tingling in the hands or feet. Or for some of us, it might feel like a subtle ache from sitting for a prolonged period of time in stillness. And if that ache is coming up, I encourage you again to stay in your stillness for as long as you can. And then let these sensations, be it the subtle tingling or the subtle ache, be a reminder of our capacity to feel. Let it lead you to gratitude for having a body that is able to sit, that is able to sense each part that makes the whole. Feel the temperature of the room against your skin, or if you're outside, notice the breeze brushing against you. Notice any sounds present in your environment. Could be the sound of waves gently crashing behind you. Or maybe it's more subtle and it's just the kind of constant hum of your apartment. Notice any smells present. Could be the hint of the bay and the sort of ocean-like saltiness that comes with it. Or maybe it's the aroma of food being prepared by a loved one in your home. And then let all of these senses again lead you to gratitude for the ability to feel, to touch, to hear, to smell. And then consider that these are things we can be grateful for in each and every moment, no matter what arises. So again, in the practice of gratitude, I invite you to start simple, especially when it feels challenging to find things to be grateful for. Start with your simple yet incredible capacity to breathe. And then your ability to feel and sense. your ability to think and to create. Because gratitude is what shifts moments of fear into opportunities to practice courage. Right? It shifts the narrative of, I lost my job, to, I have the opportunity to finally do what my heart has called for all along. So it changes, I have to work from home, to I have all this time to spend with the ones I love the most. It's what shifts being put in timeout to a really beautiful pause. And an invitation into more intimacy with yourself. To return to all that exists underneath all of the layers. At the center of the center of the center. So let your awareness rest at your heart space. And in this moment, call to your heart one thing you are grateful for. And then really relish in the sensation of that. Create some intimacy with it. And then call into your heart one person you are grateful for. Again, get to know that sweet feeling of gratitude, the warmth of it. And try on sending that warmth out to that person, and consider that your gratitude can be felt. And we'll close by calling in gratitude for this space and for each and every one of us that has dropped in right now. Because it's this work, each of us individually choosing to shift into gratitude, that shifts the collective into gratitude. And that will change our world. And so gently draw your palms together to touch. Softly bow your chin towards your chest. And And then go ahead and begin to rub your palms together. You'll generate just a little bit of heat. And then take the warmth of your palms and place them over your eyes. And then take your time to slowly release your palms. So lift your chin and gently blink open your eyes. Thank you for being here. I land in so much gratitude for the opportunity to share in time and practice. I really believe that more than ever before, it is so powerful when we do. I hope that it served you, and that hopefully you can return to this practice and it will be of support as we continue to navigate this wild year. And again, I really want to land that it is gratitude always that shifts moments of fear into moments of courage. And that is the big call for us in 2020, to live and to practice courage every opportunity that we get. So again, thank you for being here. And before I wrap up, I'm gonna just thank the people who made this possible one more time, because again, it takes a village, and there are so many hands that go into making something like this happen. So again, wow, so flow. Thank you for having me a part of this. Thank you, Mind Body Social, for putting this on. Thank you to, I don't want to forget anyone, T-Mobile, Publix, Body Armor, Baptist, Michelob Ultra, Florida Blue, Deliver Lean, and Vizcaya, our beautiful, beautiful space for practice tonight. Please come visit here. I think that's also been the gift of 2020. It's been, you know, re-sparking our joy and delight of the outdoors and beautiful spaces. And in Miami, we're so lucky to have this gem here. That was my first thought walking in today. Whoa, it's been a minute, and I can't wait to come back again. So I hope that you'll venture here and drink in the beauty, and maybe you'll sit right here and meditate also. Other than that, again, my name is Julianne. You can find me on Instagram at where.your.hope.lives. And you can always send any questions my way, and I'd love to connect with you. So other than that, I hope to see you on your mat soon, and be well.